In another sign that Mr. Fairfax will attempt to remain in office, he has added an African-American woman from the state's most politically influential law firm to his legal team. The woman, Ava Leas Booker, is a partner at McGuire Woods, who, like Mr. Fairfax and Ms. Watson, graduated from Duke University. Almost all of Virginia's Democratic leaders and lawmakers on Friday night called on Mr. Fairfax to resign, and a legislator vowed to introduce articles of impeachment if Mr. Fairfax did not quit by Monday. Statements released Saturday night by the legal teams of both Mr. Fairfax's accusers said the women would be willing to testify at an impeachment proceeding against Mr. Fairfax. The State Democratic Party, after a conference call of its steering committee on Saturday morning, in which there was near unanimous support for Mr. Fairfax to resign, issued a statement saying he no longer had their confidence or support and should quit. "It's a nightmare right now," said Representative A. Donald McEachin, a Virginia Democrat who can trace his history here back to Revolutionary War-era slaves. "We've worked hard on the Democratic brand for so many years," he said, "and now we have to deal with this." Governor Northam also insists he will not resign. He does not face an imminent impeachment threat, and neither does Mr. Herring, the Attorney General and second in line to the governor, who has been effusively apologizing for once wearing blackface. The governor, in an interview on Saturday with the Washington Post, said he intends to use the remainder of his term to pursue racial reconciliation and has been reading works like The Case for Reparations by Ta-Nehisi Coates and Alex Haley's Roots to learn more about experiences of African Americans. Just how far Virginia Democrats go to confront these three statewide officials who swept into office in 2017 on the first wave of backlash to President Trump's election will send a signal about how committed they are to taking a hard line on racial and sexual transgressions, and will echo well beyond this state's borders. To some Democrats, Mr. Fairfax's alleged conduct is the most serious because he is the only one of the three accused of a crime. But that does not make the political quandary any less torturous at a moment when the party's 2020 presidential primary is getting underway, with more black and female candidates than have ever run for the White House.